Welcome to Health Talk Tuesday with Apple Denaria Health. Each week at this time, we'll be covering a different topic and talking with different healthcare professionals. Health Talk Tuesday with Apple Denaria Health on Q92.
Hello, everybody. This is Angel from Appleton Area Health coming to you today with Kelsey Tollefson and Penny Horman. We're going to talk a little bit about our new service called Virtual Care. Kelsey, can you tell us what virtual care is and how it works?
Yeah, virtual care is basically care from the comfort of your own home or your own location, wherever you're at. So our providers are usually in office here, and we are able to connect through technology, usually video technology or even just a telephone call, and connect to you for your medical appointment while you're at home.
And who would benefit from this type of service?
People that would benefit from this type of service would be people we cannot currently see in our clinic because of the current COVID-19 circumstances. So for our mental health services, that means that we can essentially continue on with the services that we currently provide through teletherapy or even phone call. So anybody who is currently receiving mental health services, either like therapy or mental health medication management, can continue as they already have been receiving the services just from the comfort of their own home. But Penny, we also offer medical services too that can benefit patients at home, correct?
Correct. And from the medical part of it, there are still patients who have chronic conditions such as your diabetes, your high blood pressure, chronic obstructive lung disease, who still need to be seen on a regular basis for medication management. So those types of patients or people would benefit from sitting in the comfort of their own home or car or wherever and doing a telehealth appointment.
And what are the benefits of using this service?
In this time of social distancing with the COVID virus, we want to maintain that social distance at 6 feet, and that this telehealth allows us to do that. People who have comorbid conditions or other health conditions, we keep them out of the clinic so they aren't at risk for exposure and keep them in their own home. Kind of that's isolation.
And when or at what point should a patient come in and be seen?
Our golden rule is if you can't manage your own symptoms at home. We do have nurses here in the clinic. If you're concerned or not feeling well, to call in and they will discuss it with you and kind of decide, you know, do you need to come in or is this something we can continue to manage over the phone? Some other things that wouldn't be able to use the telehealth is wound care, or if you require an emergency surgery, or like I said, you can't manage your symptoms at home.
And for your mental health visits, the majority of them could be done via telehealth or telephone. In the event of an emergency, of course, they could be seen in the emergency department or something like that. But again, we encourage all people to respect the social distancing and utilize our virtual care services.
What equipment would one need to utilize the service?
The equipment that is needed is basically either a smartphone, a tablet, a computer of some sort that can connect to internet or the Wi-Fi or use your cellular service. So basically, if you have a technological device that can connect to the internet in some way, shape, or form, that's basically all you need. For the platform that we are using, you don't have to download a program or download an app. Basically, we send you an email or a text message with a link. You click on the link and then basically you're connected to your provider. So it's pretty simple. And again, basically all you need is a device that connects to the internet and, of course, an internet service of some sort.
So can these visits be billed to insurance?
Yep. During this time, the exceptions have been made for the social distancing that telehealth is billable and being paid by your private insurance, such as like your Blue Cross and Medicare. So patients shouldn't have to worry about that.
Is there any other information that we can provide to patients regarding our virtual care services?
I think it's important to know that we are still here for you. We are still working. You still have access to us, your providers. It's just in a different form than we're normally used to. And if you have questions or concerns or wondering if you should come in or if you should use a virtual visit, give the clinic a call and ask the questions. Virtual visits can be very easy and you still can see your provider. So keep that in mind. We are here for you and we're going to give this virtual care thing a try.
Thanks for joining us for Health Talk Tuesday with Appleton Area Health on Q92. We'll see you next week, Tuesday morning, same time, same place here on 92.1 FM.